Hello and welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today, we're speaking with Kevin Putnam, who is dairy specialist for Pioneer in the New York and New England area. And our topic today is why kernel processing is important and tips for maximizing production from corn silage. First of all, Kevin, what do you think are the major benefits to kernel processing?
Well, the main thing with kernel processing is trying to get all the energy out of the corn silage that we can. The hard exterior of the kernel is not digestible by the rumen bugs in the cow, so we want to break that up as much as possible to make sure that we're totally utilizing that energy. The result of this would be less purchase feed. If we can get more out of the corn that we already have, that we've already harvested in our own fields, that's less we have to buy in, especially now with today's prices. Things are higher than they used to be, and it gets very pricey to have to buy in these energy inputs.
So what are the recommended parameters for the settings when processing kernels?
We say that we want every kernel to be quartered, basically to be mashed up. The way that I like to talk to people about it is that you have two crops. You've got high moisture corn and you've got grass silage, and you put them together and you have corn silage. We want all those kernels mashed up, at least quartered. A nick isn't good enough anymore. We used to just say if you nick the kernel, that was good enough. The problem with just nicking the kernel is, like I had said earlier, that outside pericarp or shell of the kernel is not digestible by the rumen bacteria. And with the passage rate of these cows these days, we really need to make sure we're maximizing that surface area so those rumen bugs can get at that and have most of the digestion occur in the rumen. So our recommendation is less than a half a kernel is where we want to be.
Well, how do you suggest that producers test for the quality of processing?
There's a couple different tests out there. The one that used to be used a lot back in the day, if you will, was just floating some corn silage in water, and all the denser, heavier starch kernels will sink down to the bottom, and most of your fiber will float. So then you can go ahead and take off all the fiber and dump out the kernels and sort of see, the degree of processing there. The way that we're doing it now is there's two ways. You can do it by forage analysis, taking a sample just like you would any other and selecting for a corn silage processing score. This has been very beneficial, but the one problem with that is that it takes a while. Usually by the time you actually get your sample back, either you're in the middle of harvesting and you've already got a lot done, or you're doing it during feed out, so it's already too late. It's still a good gauge for the nutritionist, for balancing rations, for the availability of that starch, but it tends to be too late. So what we've been doing at Pioneer is we developed a 32-ounce cup. It's just your regular 32-ounce cup. And what we say is a couple of times an hour, have somebody on the farm go scoop some silage up that was just dumped, spread it out on the ground, and count the whole or half kernels. If you get two or less whole or half kernels, that's in the optimal range. If you're under six, you're probably okay. But once you start getting into that 10, 12, and higher range, we really want to make sure we stop the chopper and check that processor. And, it might be as simple as tightening it down. It might be worn. There's some different things that we can look at there to make sure that, we're getting the most out of that process. That's definitely the easiest and quickest test to give you an idea of where you're at.
Well, it's still kind of time-consuming. So what would you say to a dairyman at the bottom line as far as what the benefits are for them in a correctly processed corn silage?
So, again, this is all about maximizing the energy that you're taking off of your own fields. If we can get the most out of that starch, those kernels that we're bringing in off of our own fields into our own bunks, and we have it in our possession, instead of them having to go out and say, okay, this is not processed properly, the kernels are passing through the cow, she's not getting the benefit of them, then we have to go out and start buying cornmeal. And that can get very pricey. So there's a huge benefit there as far as economically to not having to spend as much on purchase feeds. And the other thing, too, is that the starch in the corn silage is much more digestible than your starch in your cornmeal. So not only is it already on-farm beneficial, but it's more digestible to the rumen, to the cow herself. So she will actually get more out of that starch than she would from, say, the cornmeal.
Well, Kevin, tell us a little bit about your job, what you do for Pioneer and for the dairy producers in the New York and New England area.
I assist, a lot of management side of things. I work with the reps on some training, so they're more up to speed with some of the new dairy stuff going on. But really a lot around the management. We do a lot with thermal cameras and looking at bulk management, making sure we're not losing dry matter loss, densities, things like that. But just trying to make sure that we're maximizing what's coming off of every acre and making sure that we're maximizing the energy from when it comes off the field to when it gets to the cow's mouth. So working a lot with nutritionists, with producers, with the reps to get the right products on every acre, to get the right products in the bunks as far as inoculants go, make sure things are packed right, make sure things are being fed out right, and then also on the agronomy side, you know, looking at different things like different plant populations and what that means to yield and quality. It's a large spectrum of things, but in the end, trying to tie that all together to get the best product and the most product to the farmer and then to the cow.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And as always, Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.